Brian Lester joining us on that note. I know he has been on many shows that introduce him after a forever collectible NFL team gnome. Brian, I hope everything's well, and it's another Christmas miracle for you. I know this is now two Wednesdays in a row you're not at a game.
Yeah, you know, this time of the year, it's just kind of slower, but it doesn't last long. I mean, you know, 2022 will be here in no time, and then it's back to the grind.
Do you know, that's a good one right there. We're looking at Christmas gifts. I am. Drew's like, you've linked me into this conversation. There's a Will Smith Bel Air Academy jersey. But, Brian, is there a gift that you remember as a kid or maybe still, hey, look, we're all sports fans. You, Drew, and I mean, we got into this business because we love sports. But, you know, I know you wrote a book on Finley, so maybe that's a good Christmas gift people out there to read about history. But, Brian, when it comes down to it, is there a Christmas gift that you remember more than others that was close to your heart?
If I have to pick one that probably stands out, I got a Michael Jordan jersey one Christmas.
Washington Wizards one?
No, when he played in Chicago. I wasn't that loyal to switch loyalties, but when he was in Chicago winning championships, obviously that was a big deal at that time. So yeah, that Michael Jordan jersey, not the Washington version of MJ's jersey.
Yeah, I think some of them as you get older it changes. I got the American flag with baseballs and baseball bats, like the wooden baseball bats, and then the balls were like the each state's, like the patch. And I got that for my wall. And like as a kid, I'd have been like, what am I going to do with this? Actually, I knew exactly what I would have done. I would have probably taken off like all the balls and the bats and played in the yard. And then that would have looked un-American. But like now, like I have it up on my wall and I come home every day and just smile at it. Like, but it's funny as you get older, the things you cherish more, like the thing that sits on your wall and you can rock in your rocking chair and go, like compared to getting to use things as a kid. But, you know, I don't know what the kids are even playing with these days. I think, you know, things have switched and have changed real quickly. What is one of the things, Brian, when it comes down to looking at, you know, what's going on right now for the holidays? A lot of teams come into this area from Destin to Pensacola and the surrounding areas for Christmas tournaments and things going on. Is there something that you remember, from these tournaments in the area that are going on this year?
I know that Freeport and South Walton are hosting a tournament sponsored by the Hilton Sandestin. I think that's next week. Navarre's going over there, actually, the boys and the girls. Choctaw usually hosts one, but as far as local teams go, you know, around here, I'm not sure. I think the Gulf Breeze girls host one, a tournament over Christmas, but it doesn't seem like a lot of teams do a whole lot at this time of the year. Like maybe not as much as compared to up north. I mean, I can remember, you know, tournaments going on all the time before and after Christmas, but it seems like down here, like things kind of slow down a little bit more this time of the year and then kind of ramp back up once the holidays are over.
If you look right now at UWF sports, and I know they've had some close game, the women's team and also the men's team, but just talk about where they're at right now and on track, because you know they've been going on some pretty good runs overall.
Yeah, I mean, you know, both teams won pretty close games on Monday night. In Gulf South Conference play, and I think the both teams are currently 5-0 in the conference for the first time in quite some time, which is impressive because if you get off to a good start in conference play, you set yourself up for, a lot of good things, you know, a good seed in the conference tournament, potential NCAA bid. And it just seems like both teams are playing really well right now. And it's a good sign when you can win the close games, you know, they're both getting good balance and just making the plays when they have to make them. And both the women and the men at UWF seem to be pretty legit this year. And, I'm sure it's going to be exciting to watch to see how things play out for both teams in January, you know, because that's where things really start to separate of who the real contenders are and who is maybe just, you know, playing for pride.
Brian, when you look right now at stuff getting ready for, you know, what we're seeing in the NFL, what we're seeing in college, every league is different. The NCAA, Drew and I just talked, implementing a rule about COVID testing. They're going to be strict on all the teams. But when it comes down to high school, you know, the kids, we understand it's different with kids, but we also, as a loving parent, you always want to make sure your kids are protected and everything is safe. But are they right now at any of the high school levels still doing any type of testing, or is it at this point different state by state?
Yeah, I mean, as far as I know, there hasn't been any testing going on with the schools around here. I mean, obviously, if a kid shows symptoms of some type, I'm sure the coach or principal or whoever is going to make them go get tested to kind of be sure that it's not COVID related. But no one's doing testing. I mean, it's just based now on if a kid's showing symptoms, or if multiple kids are showing symptoms, then maybe you got some issues. But so far, the high school teams have been pretty fortunate. I mean, even in the fall, they were with not really a lot of issues compared to a year ago. So, I mean, so far, so good. We'll see if it continues into January and February, but at least it's a good sign that it seems like the health of the kids is going pretty well at this moment.
Speaking with Brian Lester, the Navarre Press, you can follow him on Twitter at BLester1993. Brian, when you look right now, sad news today, with Robbie Roper, a kid that was going to play at a Power 5 college ball, and then, the anesthesia cost him his life. He was going in for shoulder surgery, and it went wrong, and it rushed to his brain, and he passed away today. But, it's tough because I know you work with so many kids out there that have such a bright future like this kid. I think in life we always think of our grandparents or our parents as they get older, that, you always have to worry about things. My dad was talking about cracked ribs yesterday. He's 66 years old. So, I'm more worried about him because he's still trying to go out surf and he's got a broken rib. I'm like, Dad, go home and, watch Matlock or whatever you do at your age. But that was rude. But when it comes down to it, it's one where, like, for Robbie Roper, this kid had everything in front of him and it was taken away just like that. And I hope those kids, they understand, but there's so many good kids out there that you get to work with every day. And you read a story like this and it's just so sad.
Definitely. I mean, something like a routine surgery, you don't think it's going to turn into anything serious, and it does. And it's unfortunate when you see a kid like that at 18, just his life is over. And, like you said, it's so much in front of him. I've been fortunate, I guess, that I haven't had to run into any kids that have, died on the field or on the court or, from a procedure of some type. But, I've known kids, athletes that had like bright futures ahead of them that have, lost their life to suicide, which is always unfortunate as well, because, those kids are on top of the world, you think, and inside something else is going on in their minds that's just pushing them in a bad direction. And it's always sad when you see a kid, though, especially at that age, that, their life ends so soon, because you want to see them, live their full life and get to realize all their potential. And unfortunately, it just doesn't happen all the time, but really a sad thing for Roper, and especially at this time of the year, it just makes it extra difficult when it happens over the holiday season.
Brian, we had with the All-Star game going on with high school football, there was a number of kids getting an opportunity to play. How did the game go, and overall, who were some of the kids that start?
It wasn't a high scoring game. It was only 14-0. The West ended up winning that one. So not a lot of points scored, which is kind of surprising, because you think, it'd be more of an offensive show, but the defenses both played well. Navarre had a couple of kids that end up being the offense because they pick an MVP from both sides. And so Navarre's quarterback that went out back in October with a broken collarbone, he actually came back and played and was the East MVP. And then Hunter Crowder, one of the defensive guys, he was the defensive MVP. But, it was a good game. It was fun. It was the nice thing, it was warm. Those All-Star games, it's typically pretty cold in December. On that night for some reason. And this year, I think it was around 70 degrees, but it was always fun to watch the kids play. The guys had fun, it's all for fun. But it was good to see those guys get to play one last time on the high school field.
And Brian, there's a new renovation. We knew about this. I talked with Quint Studer for a while about it, and he said, You know, it's not going to be the easiest on my checkbook, but it's something that needs to be done. And in the long term, it's going to be one that is definitely going to work out for the Major League Baseball. I mean, for the Blue Wahoos, and having an opportunity to make sure that in the future that they will be ahead of the game and know that they'll always have the resources. And it's going to be a synthetic turf to the field, LED lighting at the ballpark, and more. They're putting it in as we speak. I was down there taking a look at it, walking around. It's they're under the construction process as we speak. Bill Villona's been down there taking some photos. But, Ryan, this is big not only for the Wahoos, but, you know, for UWF football or for any events that they want to have at the Bay Center, like when they had the Nitro Circus not too long ago. This is pretty cool, and I don't think people understand the amount of work it takes. Everybody knows if they have grass at their house or have to mow it or do the weeds, but this is a huge deal in the long run to be able to have turf over grass at the field.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to see them get that turf, because obviously that grass, you know, not only do you have the Wahoos playing baseball on it, you know, for the spring and summer, but then you've got UWF football playing on it. So, you know, that turf takes a beating, you know, throughout the year, the grass, and takes a lot of work that goes into keeping it looking good. But with that turf now, I mean, you just make things a little bit easier as far as just, you know, converting the field from baseball to football. And like you said, hosting other events on that field, it's a big deal, definitely, to have that turf down there, because now you don't have to worry about, you know, the grass not looking good in the middle of July, or, you know, is it going to look good when UWF takes the field in the fall? I mean, you've got that turf down now, so it'll be fun to watch, and especially the new lighting. I mean, I'm sure you can always see the lights in the stadium when you drive across the bridge, but you'll be able to see them a little bit better now, I think, when people are driving across when the game's going on there. But definitely a big deal for UWF, especially because it makes things a lot easier playing football on turf. And, you know, to worry about, I'm sure the conversion from baseball to football is going to be a little bit simpler too with turf down now.
I think so as well. Well, hey, it's always great to catch up with you, Brian, and we'll do this again here soon. I'm glad that you don't have to work right now, and hopefully you have a nice Merry Christmas and happy holidays with your family.
Hey, you too, Chad. You guys take care and enjoy your Christmas.